Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marnie and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Hey everybody, welcome. This is Marnie. I'm here today with Victoria Chapman, someone I did not even know a year ago, and now I consider a close friend. We are on the committee, on the planning and organizing committee for the Well Conference, which is coming in April in near Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm so excited to get to meet you face-to-face for the first time, Victoria.
Yes, it'll be great.
Yeah, and you guys, we just want to extend you a warm welcome and invitation to come join us at the Well. This is a conference for creatives. It's for Christian women communicators as well as men, but speakers and authors, people involved in art, in creative arts, in theater. It's just going to be an amazing time. And today, Victoria, who is the kind of the legs underneath this thing? She is here to talk with us about how to organize and promote a hybrid conference, but we're going to actually go at this from the direction of with passion. And that just personifies who you are, Victoria, and how you come at this. Your heart is all in it, which I just love about you. So during our conversation, we're going to talk about when God's idea of volunteering may look a little different from yours, and also how God doesn't always call the qualified, but he will always qualify those he calls. We're going to talk about how it takes an army to pull something like this off, about some website strategies you can tap into, how to maximize your social media platforms, why you must have a compelling why, and also the role of prayer and worship. So Victoria serves as the co-director and speaker for The Well. She is writing her first book and is actively involved with ministry leadership, focusing on prayer, grief, and women's ministries. And I'm so excited to welcome you, Victoria.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. And one of the things that we were talking about before we came on air was how God's idea of volunteering does not always look like our idea. And I think it's a great place to start this conversation.
Yes, that is so true. And especially how I became involved with the Well. So I actually was a Well participant. And I had gone to one of the conferences, and while there, I could just feel my heartstrings pulling toward wanting to be more involved with it. And I didn't know how or what that would look like, but I had some experience in hospitality, so I thought, well, how about, you know, maybe that direction? So I found Kathy Bruins, who is the founder, while at the conference at the end. And I said, hey, on your next conference, if you need any help, you know, I'm local and I can give you some help. And so she said, great, that would be great. So fast forward a couple years later, when I started seeing the Well being promoted for that year, I messaged her and I said, hey, do you remember me? And she said, yes, let's meet. And so I was going at this with the thought of hospitality, a way that I can get to know some people. I'm a new writer. And so I thought this would be perfect, you know. And by the end of the conversation, it was just amazing how God just had worked this together. And so many of the things I had a little bit of experience in, she had needs for, and he just worked that out like that. And so by the end of the conversation, I was on the leadership team. Yeah. Which I've never done anything like that before.
So
that's kind of how it all started. And I'm thinking hospitality, and God was thinking something much bigger.
Right. And it is so often surprising when we take a step out, we say yes, raise our hand and say yes, I'm willing. And then God's like, here's this whole new learning curve, right?
Yes. It reminds me of that verse in Ephesians. Ephesians, let's see, 3:20, the one that talks about how he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than what we could hope for, right? Mm-hmm. But the other part of that is it talks about the power that works in us with that, in that verse. And, you know, that really resonates with me because, like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of experience in some of this.
Right. And I can't remember exactly where this verse is found, and I'm going to slaughter it a little bit. But the concept is that we are working, we are actually the verse uses the word striving. We are striving with the superhuman energy that God gives us.
That's right.
To accomplish the work that he assigns to our account. So it's not like it's easy. It's not like when you volunteer, everything's just going to be easy and you don't even have to apply your brain. It's just, you know, drop dead simple. It's not really like that. When you step into God's role for you, whatever that role is, you can expect to be stretched.
Yes.
And when you invite people into a role, you can expect that God will stretch them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I haven't observed any personal conversations between you and Kathy, but I know from observation that sometimes she has to cheer you on a bit and say, you can do this. Right?
Yes.
Right. And as the leader of someone who's coming along as a volunteer, keep this in mind. They're going to sometimes feel overwhelmed, like they want to quit, like it's too much, too hard. I maybe shouldn't have even done this. And as a leader, you need to go back to, did God call you to ask them? Did God call them to talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
Was this God or was this you pressuring them? Because if you as a leader didn't pressure them in the first place, then it was the Holy Spirit. And so you just got to let him keep doing that thing. That's awesome. Anything else that you wanted to mention about volunteering?
One of the things that I'm learning is that you think that you're going into it for what you're going to do for others, but then that position ends up blessing you just as much, if not more.
I wonder if we could just really say that would be the definition of ministry in the end, right? Is that I went into it thinking I was going to be so helpful to somebody, but in the end, what I gained, you can never, never outgive the Lord. I mean, just that phrase.
Right.
Awesome. So another thing, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but that God doesn't necessarily call the qualified, but he definitely qualifies those he calls. So where is an example of you seeing this in your own journey here with the well?
Sure. Well, like I said, I did have a little bit of experience working in HR in my previous employment, and I had helped out with some events, but as far as being on a leadership team and really, you know, co-director and organizing things and that type of thing, I didn't really have that experience. And then just other things that come into that role. We have a smaller leadership team, so we have to do a lot of it ourselves. And some of the things I just didn't know how to do. And so I'm learning. But what God did was, it was really neat because he allowed for me to sign up for this online training that was at a cost I could afford. And it was, he just aligned that right at the right time. It feels like I would be tasked with something for the well, and then I would be able to go and it'd be there on the online training. And so it was like I was freshly learning these things and then able to apply them. So that's what I just thought, okay, you are equipping me, God. All I have to do is say yes, and you're lining it up. Now, granted, it might take me 3 hours to do something that, you know, the following week would take me 15 minutes because I've now learned and gone through it. But, but you know, he does. He doesn't leave me alone. So,
and it's so important as you're learning to actually have something to practice on, right? I mean, that is just part of the learning curve that God does. What's coming to my mind right now is my oldest son who, so we homeschooled our kids. And two of them have degrees and one of them doesn't. So Mark had gone to college and he had decided that wasn't the way he was going to learn. It just wasn't his learning style. And he has self-educated. So his most recent project before what he's doing right now, but the one right before, he partnered in a startup in a legal firm, which he has no background in legal, but he had the technical computer side of things and marketing side of things that he brought to the thing. Well, they took that business in just a couple of years from zero to over $2 million, which was a nice payday. So he wasn't exactly volunteering, right? But at the same time, as he was on this learning curve, growing this company so fast, he kept saying, my most happy thought, or his favorite thing about the whole process, was that he knew that he would be able to use all those skills later.
Yeah.
And I think that that is just how God does it. Sometimes it's free, sometimes it's paid, sometimes it's just the biggest surprise in the world. But God is always, well, I have a friend who says he never wastes anything.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like how she says that. And I also like that he prepares us for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that, because I can look back and, you know, I might have done this at this job, and I might have done this at this job, and this at this job, but I've been able to bring them all together in ministry.
Right, right.
And of course, I've learned a lot from the team too, from our leadership team.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, and that's part of the beauty of being on a team, is that mm-hmm. you don't just have what's in your own head, you have what's in everybody's mm-hmm. head, masterminds, mm-hmm. if you will. So the next thing we were going to talk about is it takes an army, and you mentioned the leadership team is pretty small, which I think is 7 or 8, right?
Yeah.
But then, but then you have all the speakers. I think the speaker staff is over 30.
Yeah, I think it's close to 40.
Yeah, and then you have all the people who will be assisting in other ways, as be sponsoring, all the different kinds of ways.
Hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. And then you have all the attendees, which is going to be this year, of course, on premise as well as online. So by the time you're done, you're dealing with a really lot of people. So as you think about that army, what comes to mind?
Well, everyone has a different place in it. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got a job. So I think about our leadership team and how each person has the gifts that they have to bring to the table, you know. And I've learned so much from each person. But I love that, because we get together, we brainstorm, we bounce ideas off from each other, we have accountability, which is so key to have that. You know, we're not in it alone. Mm-hmm. And what one person has a wonderful idea, we all can lovingly say, that's a wonderful idea, but it might not work for this, you know.
This time,
so, yeah. So, but it's okay to dream, you know. It's okay to have that. And so,
I'm thinking of movies I've watched of people in wars, of soldiers, and they become comrades because they're under, at times they're under fire. Mm-hmm. At times it's more of a relaxed time in the barracks, playing games, passing the time. You know, there's different kinds of times in the relationship that you have in an army. Mm-hmm. And you've got, you know, you've got your leaders, commanders who are really focused on the end result. You've got your bit players in the inside that they're only focusing on, you know, artillery, or they're only focusing on grub, or they're only focusing on whatever they're focusing on. And that's what really makes it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I love when everyone comes together too, because if you think about this, as far as let's take an example of promoting, and you think about, you know, everyone has their own circle of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You know, if you've got, let's say we have to get a graphic out and there's content in a graphic and it takes a certain amount of time to put that all together. But then everyone has their own circle of influence that they can share that with. The power in that exponential growth for getting out the message is great. And so I think of it that with an army too. You know, it takes an army. Yeah. We're all together. We can all come together with the same message and bring it out there to the world.
And I think it's super important for you guys as the leadership team for your events to tap into all of your people and to say, help us promote this.
Yes.
You have to ask. They won't just automatically know to do this.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
And the next thing is website strategies. And I know that we're throwing you in the deep end here, because this has been your bugaboo from the beginning.
Yes.
Now, you guys have, for the well, you have a website designer.
Yes, we do. We have a webmaster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that can, and it's wonderful. He's great. We love him. Mm-hmm. But it can get pricey when you have a lot of data to input. or you're changing it from conference to conference.
Yeah.
You know, so he can design the website, but the content a lot of times needs to be changed. And if we didn't have somebody that could do that or learn that, it would be very costly.
Yeah. So you have the paid. See, and that's kind of like with mine as well. So for my sites, I have, I'm able to do much of it myself, mm-hmm. but then I have to have people who know how to do the extensive coding for the specialty factors and features that come in. And some of those things you could learn to do yourself, but it would take you years. I mean, it just isn't, and it's not what you're going to go into ministry to do. So you just have to trust God for the funds for that, and then find volunteer or leadership hours to do the other stuff. So from your perspective, what has been your favorite thing about the website?
Well, I love coming at it, and I think I had an advantage here with this. I love coming at it as the regular person who's not real techie, coming to the website and it being user-friendly.
Can I find my way around? Yeah.
Yes, can I find my way around? And so when I worked with the webmaster, getting that home front page, it was really important to make sure that it was user-friendly. You know, and I said, how do you get back to home one of these times? And he said, oh, you just click on the logo. I'm like, I don't know that. I don't know how many people will. We need to make them, you know. And so, but there's things you learn along the way, but not everybody does know, you know. And the other thing that I think I've really enjoyed is building it in such a way that there's something for people to do that come to the website. It's not just something that they read, but there's call to actions. There's things that they can do while they're there. They can read, they can watch videos, they can read a blog post and have some fresh content. We even have, which I know we might talk about later, the prayer request. Leave a prayer request. Yeah. We want people coming to our website knowing that we want to pray for you. And so we've made a form where they can submit a prayer request. And then we even have a separate email for prayer requests so that we can make sure we hold people up in prayer. And then another thing that I really love about the homepage is the testimonies, the story. Yeah. We've got some testimonies there because when people come and start hearing about a conference or a ministry, wondering if this is something that I should do or get involved in, they want to know what other people's experiences have been.
Yeah.
And what I'm learning about stories is that in all stories, there's some kind of conflict and some kind of resolution. And they can find that in the testimonies. They can think, oh, is this something I should do? Come to this conference and invest in this. And then when they read the testimony and find out that there's somebody just like them that had that same concern or wonder or inexperience or what have you, but then they find out that there was just the right workshop for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I love the stories and the testimonies that we have on there as well.
Yeah, those are huge, really important components. One of the things that I learned from about when they do website design is that when you have a person walk into the room, sit down in front of your website, never seen it before, they're just going to figure it out. And you watch them interact for just a few minutes. It only takes 3 testers to show up 90% of the problems about that website.
Wow.
So I know. So, right. If you can just get some fresh eyes to come in and try to navigate and try to see, it can really reduce the problems for a lot of other people because you just don't know, like your designer really felt like the logo would be enough, but you needed a home button. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, we don't often know what other people need until they show us or tell us. So to be brave and let other people check on that. Let's move on to social media platforms. And once again, this is important to tap into everybody's platforms. Mm-hmm. So we all have different platforms. Some of them are shared, some of them aren't shared. But even within our platforms, Victoria, our friends that overlap are probably going to be under 100 friends that overlap. Right. And then we have our own audiences. And that's the same with every person on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is, it's important that we do share and then share and share and share.
Share and share some more.
Yes, yes, yeah.
One of the things that I do for these interviews, as well as for everything that I do, is I provide three different sizes of icons for everything that I do. Because, like, for example, the Facebook story and the Pinterest story are long and skinny. The Instagram stories are square. The LinkedIn and Facebook regular stories are oblong. The Google business stories are square. You know, so you have to, if you want people to share, it's important to give them what they need to actually get it out there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
What are some other thoughts that you had about social media sharing?
With social media, I'm somewhat new on this also, as far as the content and learning. So that's also been a learning curve for me and an experience. But one of the things that I've really learned with this is, while you want to get educate people and get the information out there, the information is important. But what I've learned is that if you don't connect with your audience, that it's not going to stick. People on the other end need to know that you really care about them, that you want to, it's almost like having a relationship where you, when you talk to people in person and you're face to face, you find out what people's needs are. You can, you know, have a conversation. You can find out what's important to them. You can feel the emotion. And I feel like it's important to create that through the content as well. To create content where people will feel the emotion, it will inspire them to do for the well, to do everything that God created them to do, and to help equip them with the content. And I feel like that's how you can get people to share it also, because if this piece of this graphic resonates with someone, they're more apt to share it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the ways that I think about marketing, so this is a problem that, like, a lot of the women speakers at womenspeakers.com, the Christian women speakers, I love working with them because they all hate to toot their own horn. They just hate it.
I know.
That we have to do that is just so sad. But at the same time, we have to get the word out, like about the well, or about you're available to speak, or whatever it is that God's called you to do. You have to get the word out. And so how do you do this? And one of my favorite things you already touched on was, let another man praise you and not your own lips. So this is the point of the references, the recommendations that come through. That's so biblical. And then the other thing is that you just give and give and give. Give the kind of, like, pictures or a link to a great article or a song that will encourage their heart today. Give the kind of things that your prospects, your audience would love to engage with and to have. And what we find is that the more that you give them exactly what you need, and when I say give, I mean freely give, just give, the more that you do that, the more the person feels like, I just need more of Victoria. I need more of Marty. I need more of the well. This is helping my life. I need more of them. And then if you're an author, let's say they buy your book. If you're a speaker, they invite you to speak. If you're a creative, you sign up to go to the well. I mean, it's just the natural flow of how God made it. He doesn't charge us for air. We don't pay for sunrises and sunsets and beautiful scenery. He calls us with all the free gifts, all free gifts. He just calls us and calls us with free gifts. And the only point at which he asks us to do anything for God is to just say yes. I will come and be partner with you. I will come into your family, receive your free gifts. So it's how God set it up, and then commerce and how the world works is where we ask sometimes for someone to partner with us financially. And that's kind of a secondary thing. It's not the main thing.
Right. It's building relationships. I mean, you can build relationships even through social media, you know.
The content
is from the heart, you know.
Yes.
If it's there, if it's real, if it's if they can feel that you really truly care about helping them to do all that God has created them to do, yeah, then there's that trust that's there also.
Absolutely. And honestly, like most of the speakers at womenspeakers.com, I have never met face to face. Our entire relationship has been either online or on the phone, email, something like that. And yet I've known, and even the planners, I mean, I've known planners for over 15 years. We're just great friends. So you can't say that you have to sit down over coffee, literally, in order to build a relationship. You can really develop them online. And we're all, that's how God created us. We were all created for relationship and body life. So talk to us about your, you tell us that we have to have a compelling why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's take a look at the leadership team. And for us to get together and do the things that we do, for us to plan for months and months and months, for us to, some of us sometimes even lose sleep when they're working on the website for 3 hours. But why do we do this? We have to ask ourselves that. Why do we do this? And we obviously know this is a ministry, and so it's not to get rich or, you know, to make a huge income with it, but it's to serve others and to do that out of a love, the type of love that pleases God. And when we do that for, in this case, creatives, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference in them, but it also makes all the difference in us. It helps us to keep going. And right now, there is such a need in the creative community, because, you know, a lot of the influences of the world, and we need to be that heart of God for creatives, to help them, to help equip them, and to help them be refreshed. You know, and when they can feel that we really care, there's, again, that trust in that relationship. And we, so the why, you know, what is our motivation? It has to be love. It has the kind of love that God has to love them toward their creative destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you think about Jesus, why did he leave heaven?
Right.
Because he loved us. Right. He wanted relationship with us. Mm-hmm. So we could just now, because of what he did, we can walk right into the throne room of God. Of God. This isn't a concept. Mm-hmm. This is the most powerful being. And we can, I get to walk right in and sit on his lap and have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, as you're thinking about your why, who is this you're doing it for? And I think always remember an audience of one, we're doing it for God, for Jesus. And then which of his kids are affected by this?
Right.
And why them in particular? Why them in particular? I think during our last meeting, I think it was Kathy that shared her why. And listening to her describe her heart when she thought of creatives who are lonely. Most creatives actually work at home or in a very limited environment, working on their craft many hours a day all by themselves. To bring these people together once a year in this kind of a setting and to encourage them. It was really fun to hear her heart and her why. So I know that you and Jim, your husband Jim, is especially in charge of the prayer. He's that is his role with the well. Tell us about that aspect of having an event.
Yes. So Kathy had asked me early on, she said, you know, we need to have a prayer coordinator for the well. We did have one for the first, but she's not going to be able to make it. And so, you know, start thinking about that and praying. And I knew right away. I said to her, I have somebody in mind. And she said, okay. So then I went home and I said to my husband, Jim, so they need a prayer coordinator for the well. And his face just lit up. And I knew. I said, yep, okay. I didn't even have to say it, you know, it was unspoken. It was an unspoken yes. And so it's been wonderful because he's been able to add to the leadership team. And he's, you know, most times when he's not working, he's with us there. And so that's kind of neat how that all came about. So he's actually been praying for people months and months and months in advance before the conference. We take prayer requests, as you know, at our leadership meetings. And so he'll cover those people in prayer as well as the meetings. He's been praying for the faculty, for future attendees. So, you know, it's kind of fun because we get to say to someone that signs up, we've been praying for you, and we didn't even know who they were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that aspect. And then we felt it was really important, like I had mentioned early on in our interview, to have prayer requests available on our website. And so we have that, and then we'll get an email with a prayer request. And it might be somebody that just kind of happened on our website, and we've got a list going to pray for those people. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody couldn't come this year, but they really like the idea of it. And then the following year, they're going to come because we've been praying for them for a whole year, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then at the well, this is really exciting. We will have a prayer room right there covering the conference at the well. And that's where Jim will be stationed, although, you know, he'll probably be walking around talking to people too. But, you know, I feel like when you're at a conference, and I've been to one, but you're so moved and you're so motivated to change and to be that person that God has called you to be. And so it's wonderful because at any time, and we'll talk about this at the conference and let people know, at any time you feel that you need to get up from your seat and go to the prayer room and get prayer, go ahead. That's what he's there for, you know, to be covered in prayer. And the Spirit will be moving at this conference, and that's just going to be great. It's going to be great. And I'm really excited, too, about our night owl that we'll be doing. There's going to be a night owl. We'll have several of them. But this one in particular is called Prayer and Worship, Warfare mm-hmm. for Your Destiny. And I'm really excited about that because you and I both know when we step out to do what God calls us to do, that we have opposing forces, that we need to be ready, and we need to, you know that prayer and worship is a way that we can get in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already won. The battle's already won, right?
Yeah.
But to have that, mm-hmm. to have that to carry us through is just really great. We want to help.
I think it's important. It's so important at every conference mm-hmm. that these are key. I think that at the well, it is even, just even more important because the people that come to the well are the creative minds that write the books, write the movies, do the artwork, mm-hmm. write the music, that are like speakers, and they're out there on the front lines actually funneling through what God is giving them mm-hmm. out into the world. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we're on track with God, that we're not just doing this because it feels good or because we have this skill or talent, but because God called us to be his mouthpiece, mm-hmm. his vessel through which these messages mm-hmm. would flow. So, yeah, it's all really exciting, and I'm just so excited to get to be part of the Well Conference. The website for it is seeyouatthewell.net, seeyouatthewell.net, and you can learn more about Victoria over there. She has, if you just search, one of the things I love about this website is that the search tool is fantastic. You can find anything you're looking for using the search tool. So just type in her name there and she'll come right up, her bio and how to get a hold of her there. Any final, do you have a favorite verse maybe that you've been clinging on to for life or even just recently?
Well, I have so many favorite verses, but John 10:10, the mm-hmm. enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so you can live life in abundance, live an abundant life. And I really do believe that God wants us to live in abundance, and that when he gives us gifts, that we should go all in, you know, just go all in and not hold back. And that's what we want to do at the well, is to help people to network, to be equipped, and to be refreshed, to be able to jump all in.
Awesome. Well, you can definitely learn about The Well at seeyouatthewell.net. If you are interested in hosting your own hybrid event, I am doing training programs and also a sample example one where you can actually participate as a participant before you do one at your own church. You can learn more about that at soar2021.info, soar2021.info. Victoria, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Loved having you with us. I hope you have a wonderful day. And we hope to see you at The Well. Bye.
See you at The Well.